And now we will call, is there any, and hopefully I get the order of this right, but is there any old business that anyone wants to bring that we have not covered over the last few days? Do we have any hands going up, guys?
We had Margie put her up and then she took it down.
Okay. All right. So if there's no hands for any old business, I'll call, is there any new business that anybody wants to bring for us? Any new business?
I got one hand up.
One hand up? Okay. Let's see who that is.
There you go, Margie.
Okay. Hi. I don't have new business per se, but in hearing all the thank yous, I want to give a huge, huge shout out to Deb Cook Lewis, who has been here with us since the beginning and has demonstrated immense patience. Thank you, Deb.
Well, thank you. That's very kind. It's been a lot of fun. The only thing I would say is the food could have been better. I have had so much cheese and crackers the last 4 days.
Me too.
There wasn't much of a break of meat.
Well, we'll have to talk to the catering service about
that. I think that's one thing I definitely miss about the in-person convention is getting that banquet rubber chicken.
Forgetting what's on your plate, the other things, right?
Yeah.
GoreTash just isn't the same.
No, you guys are great. This is my second time to do this with you. I did it last year with you, and there's just so much of a change in all of your processes, and it's just great to see you developing and kind of moving forward with this and really demonstrating how to put together a nice multimedia convention package. So I'm really proud of you guys.
Tried to take what we learned last year and tried to build on that. And definitely we would thank you for being with us for 2 years in a row. And
so maybe next year we can do a hybrid, right? So we'll be able to do a hybrid. We can maybe be in person and also have some people who can't make it in person be on Zoom, and that you guys will be great for that too.
That is the plan to try at some point. Yes. So, all right.
If your number ends in 155, you have your hand up and you're good to go.
Looks like Roger.
Okay. Was it 155, did you say?
Yeah, 155.
I think that is Roger.
Okay. Yep, I'm pretty sure that's Roger.
Yeah,
Roger.
Roger, are you there? And again, this is for new business. We'll have announcements in a moment.
Appears that Roger's not talking.
Roger. Okay.
There we go. I'll ask him to talk again. See if he'll talk.
Okay. Now I'm unmuted, it says.
Oh, you're
Yep.
Good job,
you're
Roger.
Unmuted, Roger.
I just wanted to add to the thanks to Deb Cook Lewis, the fact that when you think about what an extraordinary feat it was for her to be with us, you have to realize that she lives in Clarkston, Washington, which is almost in Idaho, and that's another world. Thank you.
It really is, Roger. I'll tell you what. Don't get me started.
I grew up in Eastern Washington, so yes, you're right. Eastern Washington is a different world from California.
From everywhere.
On behalf of Chris Fendrick and Margie, I want to thank the committee and the membership for passing Resolution 810. It's probably the toughest resolution I've ever been involved in helping to draft. We really need to make the Department of Rehabilitation get with the program and understand that they cannot sit idly by. So I want to thank the committee and the membership. Sarah Harris and I serve on the Blind Advisory Committee. along with Chris, and we will continue to advocate strongly for the department to move ahead with what we are proposing. And I will also say, Mr. Griffith, that at 4:08 this afternoon when the game starts, I will be in my recliner with a good beer and enjoying the rest of the afternoon. But it was a great convention, and my better half here, if the chair will allow, wants to say something as well. So take before care, everybody.
Before she says something, yes, real quick, Mitch, I'd like to respond to you. First
yes,
of all,
sir.
Thank you to all of you guys for bringing that resolution forward, and with you and Sarah and Chris on the BAC, I know that you guys will make sure that that gets pushed forward. We're lucky to have great advocates like you guys. And in regards to the game, my team is currently in their second game of a Sunday doubleheader right now. My biggest interest in the Dodger-Padre game today is that I have both of the starting pitchers going for my fantasy league. So I'm hoping for a very low-scoring game.
Good luck.
Thank you, Mitch.
All right.
Thank you.
And with that, let's hear Donna.
Hey, I just wanted to quickly thank everyone for a good convention, making it available to all of us. I know it was extremely hard work. And I also want to thank you for, you know, working through it all together. You know, we were all hearing everything, and it was great the way everyone worked through it. And I think, you know, you guys did, you know, really well. Last year was the first year, and this year, you know, you guys made it even better. So it'll be wonderful when you get some type of a hybrid together, or, you know, whatever folks do for next year's conventions. But I bet your numbers were really high, because everyone was able to listen no matter where they were and what mode of technology they used. So kudos to the convention committee, and looking forward to what comes next. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Donna.
Do we have anybody else?
I've got eight hands. I'm just getting there.
All right.
Thank you, Zoom dude.
Zoom user right. Donna. You have your hand up.
All right, Zoom user Donna.
Hello, this is Donna.
Oh, hey, Donna.
I have a question. You probably don't have the information now, but will we know how many people were on Zoom, how many people were on Alexa?
We will be gathering all that, and we will be reporting it, because that is very important. We do want to know. So, yes, Donna, we don't have it yet, but we will have it.
Okay. All right. Just curious.
Oh, I know. Me too. Don't worry.
Okay. All right.
The peak for today of this call was 69 guests.
Oh, okay.
Call. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. But the radio, we don't have.
So
the
we radio. Don't know the ATV
right.
radio.
I haven't seen figures from yesterday or today, but I know it was a Thursday and Friday. There were like 60 or 70 additional people listening, right. And it's probably more Saturday, and I haven't heard today yet.
Okay. Well, we will for sure gather those, and you know, we'll probably be emailing it out, and it'll be part of the wrap up report probably at the next board meeting or so. But great question, Donna.
So her hand, Kobe.
Hi everyone, it's Cody here. This is my second virtual convention, and I just want to thank everybody who brought everything together and all your extremely hard work to putting this together. And I want to thank GDS GDHI for letting me be the alternate delegate, and Margie. We're tag teaming this. We're doing a great job. And thank you for having this for us. And I look forward to what I can do in the future for the council. So thank you.
All right,
thank
Cody.
You,
thank
Cody.
You.
I thought you were raising your hand because you were going to tell us where that pie was from.
Say again?
I thought you were going to raise your hand to tell us where that pie was from. Remember that, that burnt almond pie?
I still can't remember that one.
All right. Well, let us know when you do.
All right. We'll do.
$5.48.
Every time you say a number, I think that, you know, we're calling somebody's food order.
I know.
This is Pamology, and I first want to commend all candidates and congratulate the elects, and I want to congratulate the award recipients. Secondly, I want to thank those who were kind enough to host hospitality for us. And coming out of that was maybe the possibility of having a platform, those who struggle with either body image or self-esteem or that kind of thing to get together, because we did that during the hospitality and it was very informative and enlightening and supportive. And two questions. First, do you guys honor the honor system when we're voting, so that if there are two names in the same household that are showing up with hands, they would be two separate voting members, but they're maybe under the same name? And my second question is, do we know when the next convention is? And I want to thank everybody so very much. God bless you guys.
The answer to the first question would be if the two people are logged in and you know, on two different devices, whether one be a phone and another be a computer, they would automatically be two separate lines. So that'd be two different hands.
Right.
And then
but
the answer
if you're listening
to the second,
together, there wouldn't really be a way. There's no way of being able to differentiate those.
We didn't have any votes that were close enough for that to have mattered. And had we, I would have pointed out that where there are two people, if you could get on a different device and we would vote, even if you had to call on the phone, because we can only count the number of connected devices.
Exactly.
Right. But,
and then the
like you said, there's nothing close enough for that.
Then the answer to the second question is no, we don't, but hopefully we will soonish.
Number 610.
The committee will be working on that very soon. Okay. I'm sorry, what was the next number?
Number 610.
Number 610.
Good afternoon, all. This is Pam. How are you?
Hi.
Hello,
Pam. I'm great. How are you?
Oh, ready to hang up the phone, but I had a few things. First off, thank you
go ahead
for the convention.
It's just
okay, let me finish now. Thank you for the convention. It was very well done. I enjoyed it because it wasn't all rammed into 2 days. So thank you. And it was spread out and it was busy and I got a lot of good information, and I will contact the young ladies from yesterday sometime this week. Also, Greater Los Angeles is going to be having a Pampered Chef party after our meeting. That starts after our meeting in May and will run through August. And I will get the information out to the CCB list and put it on. I'll put it everywhere. And there was something else. But mainly, I wanted to tell everybody, thank you for welcoming IDC to CCB and allowing us to put on our presentation. Was it yesterday?
2 days ago. I know. It's like so confusing, right?
Was it yesterday? Okay. Yesterday. And thank you for allowing us to do that, because we really worked hard to make sure that we gave you guys a good outlook of what IDC was and what it will be doing in CCB. So thank you. And I ain't watching no baseball game because I can't stand the game, but I will be having a glass of maybe a beer or something because I'm tired now. But it was fun.
All right.
And we'll be contacting a couple of people to work on some different committees. I wanted to say also thank you for allowing me to serve on the board for 6 years. I term out in June, so thank you. I'm thanking the whole CCB, not just you guys.
Well, and I want to thank you for being a part of the board, because it's funny you beat me to that part, because I do. I really want to thank you. And Pam, I think you're so great, and I love talking with you. And you know, and thank you for popping your hand up and saying something.
I was. So thank you, guys. And I will be contacting a few of you. I might even contact Jeff about resolutions. I don't know yet.
Don't
push your luck now, but I might.
All right. Well, Pam, thank you for your time on the board. And for sure, we're not going to let you go get too far away. So.
No, because I think honestly, I was telling Regina, no, I was telling Bob Acosta this because I went out with him last night for his birthday, that if I actually tried to step away from CCB, Ken would pop out of the ashes and really give me a tongue lashing. So I don't think that's cool that went off. So, no, he would not be happy about that one. So, no, and I wouldn't either because I do enjoy ACB and CCB. So,
all right. Goodbye. Well, thank
you. Goodbye, you guys. And you guys have a good afternoon.
Thanks for sticking with us for the weekend. So.
You too. And we enjoy you too, Pam.
Next up.
Margie.
Hi, just out of curiosity, how many before Margie speaks, how many more hands do we have?
Seven.
Okay.
I'll speak quickly.
All right, Margie, go ahead.
I want to say the guide dog relief area was excellent and well maintained. Let's repeat that. on a very serious note, I really want to say I've been around a long time. I've attended a lot of conventions, and this one had so much new programming. And we did away with some of the old routine stuff. This was the best program I've heard in many, many years. Put up committee, program committee. Really, I stayed by it the whole weekend. Thank you.
Thank you,
Margie. Even while on that rowing machine, right, Margie? Thank you for that.
And the programming came from the membership. I want to remind everyone that, you know, we had a meeting, got everybody together, everybody threw some ideas out, and that's where all this came from.
Chris.
So Bob is next, and I just gave you Bob.
You gave Bob permission?
Yep.
Thanks, Deb.
All right, Bob.
Okay. Go Dodgers. That's all I'll say there. Ladies and gentlemen, the California Council of the Blind is a rock of democracy. The great effort to be fair, to make sure that we all voted. The only problem we would have is that we chose not to vote because it's there. And I just think that's great. The greatest thrill in my life in the council was leading the merger team that brought us all together. We are one under the banner of the American Council of the Blind. Remember, national voting at ACB. And finally, I want to say thank you to the convention planners. Thank you to Gabe and Sarah, who every day said, well, day number 21 or whatever, we got to keep going, and told us what, you know, what to do, and let us through it. And it's a terrific job. And yes, the committees, we were all invited to them. We all could pitch in and sit through and plan the program. So remember, when you sit back and say, why don't we do more? The council is us. We are special people. We are members of the California Council of the Blind. Thank you.
Well said, Bob, and thank you. I don't think I could have said it myself if I had started drafting that a year ago. So thank you.
497. You're unmuted.
You're on the air.
497, your tacos are ready.
That's what I always think.
If your number ends in 497, you are good to speak.
Yeah, they're not. Okay. We don't have any other hands after this one.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. I thought I had been unmuted, but it didn't work. So I did it again. This is Kathy Schmidt Whitaker, and thank you all very much for all your time and effort and a great conference. Really liked the programming as well. And on behalf of the Ellen Murphy Fund managers, thank you. We really appreciate all the contributions that were made. I also have the phone number and email address for those that are interested in knowing that. Please share that with those that might be in need. It is a fund for single women over the age of 50 that are legally blind. The phone number is 909-742-9742. And the email address is easy. It's ellenmurphyfund@gmail.com. ellenmurphyfund@gmail.com. And please refer individuals to the fund. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. And it's good to hear your voice.
And do we have any more hands up?
One more. Uh-huh.
Nicolette Noise.
Oh, yes.
Actually, what happened? Did you lower your hand, Nikki, or did we accidentally lower her hand? There, she's back. Yeah, she's back. Second one down. No.
She's not here now.
Nope, she keeps lowering her hand. Okay, so we still do have...
Oh, hang on.
There it is again. Come on, leave it up there, Nikki.
There you go. She got an allowed to talk request.
Okay, thank you.
There you are.
I am definitely ready for a nap. I have been at every single one of these since it started on April 5th. I have rearranged my schedule. I've loved it. I haven't had enough sleep, but you guys have done the most amazing job. It was seamless. It was wonderful. And the way you set it up, I know how much hard work went into it. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's it. You're all wonderful and you've done an amazing job. And I'm very proud to be part of this organization. So I think that's it. No more.
Well, you are so welcome, Nikki. And we're so glad that you have, first of all, thank you for all your attendance. And so glad that you've enjoyed it.
And there's one more that I think.
388.
I believe it's up, Mitch.
I think it is.
I think it is, too.
An unmute request was sent.
Yep. Yep. He's got it.
Star Hi there. Six. It's actually Donna, one of the Ellen Murphy Fund managers as well. And thank you, Kathy and Christy. We're an awesome team of three, let me tell you. I want to remind folks as well, definitely when you email, that will go to immediately to all three of us trustees, so we all get it at the same time. And the other thing is, when you call the phone number that Kathy gave, please, please, please leave a message. Yeah, Remy's saying, yeah, leave a message. That's our parrot. Mitch walked away.
I was just going to say hi to Remy, too.
Yeah, Remy's like, yeah, leave a message. But please leave a message if you don't get an answer, because what happens is all three of us will get a notification immediately as well if a message is left, a voice message is left on that phone number. So, you know, please leave a message with a callback number if that's what you need us to do, and or an email, and we will definitely get back to you. But if no one answers, please, please, please leave a message, because we will immediately get an alert only if a message has been left. So please do that as well. If you don't get an answer, because we will get that message very, very quickly if we're not able to answer that line. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
Robert. Okay. Last one.
All right, Robert.
Go ahead, Robert.
You're good to go.
This is great. It shows how many people have stuck with us until
mid-afternoon. You are unmuted, Robert.
Mid-afternoon Sunday. Robert, are you there?
Totally ready to go.
Unless
Did you lose Robert?
Let's get rid of this.
I'm going to say he's not there.
That's what I get for buying a cheap microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Did it work?
Now it does.
You're there. Yes.
Okay.
You're on the air.
I'm going to have to spend more money on a microphone. Okay.
Robert, Robert, a word of advice. Don't use the microphone you got out of the Cracker Jack box.
Oh, okay. That's probably a good idea. Listen, I think you guys are on to something and should probably start a state organization.
You think?
You think?
Yes. Congratulations. You might be able to have it last like 86 years or something.
Yeah, something like that. Probably. Ah. But I wanted to congratulate all of you. Did a wonderful job and you sustained it. I mean, it was sustained the whole way through. So everybody take a nap, the longest one you can possibly get in. And I really enjoyed all of it. So keep up the good work. And thank you very much for the event. And I will come back next year, maybe, if I can afford it. Thank you.
Oh, awesome.
All right.
Thank you, Robert.
Well, yeah, that travel is all... do we have any more hands up?
Yeah, we do.
They keep coming. Second. They're going to come as long as you let them. So,
526. You need to hit *6 to unmute yourself, please.
And eight, we're at 147, just so you know.
Hi. Yeah. Am I unmuted?
You're good.
Yep.
You are unmuted.
Yes, you are, Patty. Okay. Hi, Patty. Hi. I just wanted to echo what Nikki said. I want to thank you all so much. I stuck it out for practically, I think I only missed one meeting for the whole month, maybe. And I wanted to say that there are a lot of us who, you know, we, of course, use our phones to vote, but we stayed on with our Echo devices. And you should probably ask or take a poll somehow to see how many listeners you had.
Oh, we're going to be able to do that. There's analytics.
We're
going
to be able
don't
to
worry.
Tell, mm-hmm. We're going to be able to pull those numbers exactly of how many people we had, both on the Amazon device
so
and on Zoom. And as Sarah said a little while ago, all of the programming for this weekend came out of, you know, meetings we've had with all of our membership, because, you know, Bob put it greatly. This is our organization. It's not just me or Sarah or, you know, any one individual. It's all of our organization. And with that being said, Lisa, are you at the wheel?
I am at the wheel.
I'm at the wheel. Okay. And what do we have? Do we have $75 worth of gift cards left?
And I hope it's at the door prize wheel and not at the car wheel, you know?
Right?
No, it's at the door prize wheel. We do. We have $75 of gift cards left. So what would you like to do, Mr. President?
We were going to do one at the end of resolutions, but we sort of had so much fun moving on to the next stuff that... let's just combine all three of them and do one big, grand ending door prize.
Hi. Wow. Okay, let's do it. So we're going to do $75 gift card, $25 donated by Silicon Valley, $25 donated by ACB Capital Chapter, and $25 donated by Bayview Chapter. So, wow, let me spin it really good, right?
A combined gift card. Thank you to all of those.
So for $75, here we go.
No whammies, no whammies.
I think next year we'll have Larry play the wheel, though, because we haven't heard it very much.
I know. We'll have to
get we need to teach Lisa how to share her screen.
We'll work on that.
Yep.
And the winner for $75 is Nancy Unger.
Congratulations. Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
Wow. That's great, Nancy.
Nancy, my Amazon wishes are. Well, guys. It's been a ride. You know, last year when we had to cancel our convention, we started talking and said, well, you know what? Let's make it a convention month. And let's spread things out. And you know, we did a few things throughout the month, but this year we took it big. And I just can't even thank everybody enough. The everybody on the convention planning committee, all of our members that came to the meetings to give ideas, and Sarah for helping to make sure that all of that got implemented. Deb, thank you so much for working with us over the last couple of months now, that we brought Deb into having meetings and kind of starting to map out the technical structure of this. Everybody that did all of the audio recordings that you've heard over the last few days, Rob and Larry and Guillermo, I know you guys for sure did. Phil, I think, also learned to do some audio editing. So thank you guys all for the editing, that you, time that you've put into the editing. Again, thank you for CMAC for their time in doing all of the video editing for us, for all of those sponsorship and exhibitor spots that you've been hearing. I don't even know. Sarah, who am I forgetting?
Oh, it's hard. Okay, so our convention planning committee is, of course, we have Jeff Tom, we have Jean Lozano, we have Lisa Presley Thomas, Judy Wilkinson, Alice Turner, Rob Turner, Larry Gassman, Guillermo Robles, oh my gosh, I can't talk, Phil Obregon, and John Glass. I got everybody, right? Sound right? Rob, help me.
Good? Yes, I'm pretty sure you did.
All right. I picture your names all around the table. Okay, it makes it work well for me. I honestly can't. Thank you is not enough. Because when you know, I come to you guys with some crazy ideas, and we made it happen. There's a lot of moving parts and a lot of things that needed to be done behind the scenes. Some things that, you know, didn't work and we had to fix, and, you know, but I think what really we've proved here is that the sky is the limit. And, you know, we have some truly talented people within CCB, and, you know, it's, oh my gosh, I get so choked up because I'm hearing how excited everybody is. And, you know, you heard Lori earlier, the first convention she's been able to come to. I mean, that means so much. And so moving forward, you know, we don't know what 2022 looks like, you know, and we all know this. But no matter how it ends up being, and we just know it's going to be amazing. And, you know, however we can get together. And I just want to say cheers to everybody and take a nap. I sure am. I already told my husband after this is over, I'm going to cuddle up with my puppy and take a nap. But really, guys, I love all of you. You know, you're our family. And if you want to get involved, don't be scared. You know, reach out and, you know, we'll help you find it. You know, we'll help you find your passion. Like Alice, an artist, and I said the other day, you gotta pick your passion. And that goes with everything in life. And, you know, we just have to keep moving forward and keep thinking, you know, bigger, and we'll be amazing because CCB rocks, and we're going to continue to build our future while remembering our past and, you know, getting those history lessons, yeah, and all that good stuff. So just, you know, thank you.
This is, I wanted to offer one thank you as well, if I could.
Absolutely.
So first of all, I wanted to thank Corey for working with us today, our dude of the day. We really, really appreciate you. This is trial by fire. This dude. Yeah, and I really, really, really appreciate it so much. And the other thing I wanted to say in relation to that is I'd like to thank CCB for allowing us to bring our people who are looking to get some additional experience. It's really tough because a lot of our community calls don't look anything like this. And so to try to get people sort of prepped up for some of the various convention activities and also to help in the other state conventions as they happen is really important to us. But we need real events for people to kind of see how they look and how they work and where they need to sort of work harder and where they've got it down and all that kind of stuff. And so I just thank you all for letting us bring quite a large group of people through on the weekend and give them some more experience. And I really appreciate it personally very much.
I was just going to say that when Sarah said remembering, you know, building our future and remembering the past, that part of that future, I think we've learned, is definitely going to include Zoom. So, you know, definitely thank you to everybody. And
Gabe, can I take 30 seconds since we're approaching 2 o'clock now?
You may.
To thank once again all of the people who streamed, who got the signal and took it out to ACB Radio so that people could be listening from all over the world. Tyson Ernst, and then, of course, Deb Cook Lewis, who jumped in Saturday. I did some on Thursday. And Tyson came back.
Yesterday.
Yeah, and John Gassman thought he was getting to do it for 3 hours. It's now approaching 5. Sucker.
So, John, one lesson in this. Never believe Larry.
And never volunteer.
I'm never volunteering for anything again.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just volunteer you. Don't worry.
Yeah, I love that phrase. That's new to me.
I do, too. I like it.
Yeah, I want to thank you guys so much for giving me the opportunity to host with you guys. I'm always happy to help anytime. Deb has a way to reach me if you ever need me to host anything else. I'm very happy to help.
Well, Corey, thank you. You also, I think, thought you were in here for 3 hours. And
yes, thank you.
Hitting on 5. So thank you for spending your Sunday with us. And you know, we're just happy to be able to help that, you know, with an event like this and be able to help prep guys for, or folks for the ACB convention. And with that, it's, I show 2 o'clock right now.
Yeah.
What do y'all say we close this thing?
I got a steak dinner waiting for me in a couple hours. We got to close.
Hey, all right.
Well, dude, I need time to get down.
I haven't been there in a year.
You don't want to share, man.
I've got some more chips and crackers.
Right? I have some tamales left over here. Before you adjourn real quick, in the words of our lovely Nikki, stay safe and stay well. She ended every pre-convention call that way. We tried to grab it from somewhere, but we couldn't, but that's coming from Nikki and all of us at CCB.
Yes. And thank you to everybody out there that stuck with us listening for, you know, stayed by your Zoom device, stayed by your Amazon device, and participated for the last 4 days. We can't thank you enough, because without our members, CCB isn't anything. And with that, for Linda's Minutes, it's 2:01, and I declare the 2021 virtual conference and convention of the California Council of the Blind officially adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Yay. Thank you.